Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. It does likely hint that there was some bad, and there was certainly some ugly too. We'll talk about all this. This is Breakfast with Kent for Monday, September 27th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best in the business. He's wonderful. That's why you need to call him and make an appointment. 317-849-2933. Take good care of your teeth. First step toward doing that, brushing, then flossing, then calling a great dentist. That's Dr. Mike O'Neill. There you go. Hate waking up after losses and feeling like crap. Then wake up after losses feeling great. You're not the coach. You're not a player. Don't worry about it. It's fun. This is what distracts us from the stuff that we should really feel miserable about. All right, Isaiah, the good. They won the turnover battle 3-0. That's a good thing. Darius Leonard with a pick. Kenny Moore with a pick. Right? Rocky Sin recovered that fumble. Did you know the last, I thought it would have been a long time ago that the Colts last won the turnover battle by 3 or more and lost a game. Happened right there in 2019. All right, week 14 of 2019, they lost 38-35 in Tampa. Before that, the last time the Colts lost a plus three turnover game, was December 30th, 2000. That was a playoff game against the Miami Dolphins. They lost that game 23-17. The last time a regular season loss came with a plus turnover margin of three. That was week 4 of 1997, Lindy Infante's final year here. They lost 37-35 at Buffalo. The last time they lost a three-turnover game by more than one possession? Hell, I don't know. It was a long time ago. I didn't go back that far. I just don't have that much time nor interest. Van asks, does it all boil down to failing in the red zone? Yeah, basically, yeah. But you know how you succeed in the red zone? Talent. You've got to have talented players who make dynamic plays. The Colts don't have those. More good, Jonathan Taylor. He averaged 6.4 yards per carry. The bad part of that, you know what? Not so good that he only carried the ball 10 times. More good, they held Derrick Henry to 4.0 yards per carry. That's the first time that they've held Derrick Henry below 5 in over 2 years. That's a good thing. More good. Michael Grady on the sidelines yesterday for CBS. I loved it. Michael Grady is a terrific human being, a great radio host, a really good media guy, doing terrific work on a national level, and I couldn't be happier for him. More good. Al-Qadeen Muhammad. I thought he balled out yesterday. I thought he was really good, play after play after play. Even plays where he didn't get things done, right? He is still fighting. He is still scrapping. You got guys. Darius Leonard had, what, like 3 solo tackles yesterday. Then in the post game, he's all upset. All right, if you're going to be upset, ball out during the game. That's good. That's good advice from your old Uncle Kent. The bad. There's quite a bit of bad. Ryan Tannehill, 3 runs for a career high, 56 yards, and that's because he took a knee a couple of times at the end of the game. He had 3 for 58, came down to 56. Carson Wentz, a 5.2 yards per attempt average. Not good. Alex says, good morning, Kent. This is on Ballard for constantly not getting players here that are available in free agency. Why don't free agents want to come? That's a good question, isn't it? I don't know why that is. Why is it that people retire before they've exhausted all the football in them? Costanzo, he left. He still had football in it, right? He's still under contract. Phillip Rivers, he left. Andrew Luck left. Those guys all had more football in them. Why did they leave? That might answer the question, why aren't more free agents coming? It might not be Ballard. It might not be Ballard not picking up the phone. It might be they just don't want to come here. Bad play calls. JT was moving the ball. Why not use him instead of throwing with a QB that cannot move? Look, if they put 8 in the box, what the hell are you going to do? You're going to keep giving it to Jonathan Taylor and have him run into the backside of your offensive line or defensive players? You know what? Frank Reich didn't just fall off a turnip truck. Look, I hate to defend a coach of a team that's 0-3, but 2 out of 3 years, this guy went to the playoffs. He has taken a team as an offensive coordinator where he was calling the plays to the Super Bowl. Frank Reich is a guy who knows how to call a game. This is the thing that he does best. We don't want to take that away from him, and we don't want to diminish the level at which he does it intellectually. He's a smart guy, and I'm not making excuses for him, but they don't have – look, it's not the X's and the O's. It's the Jimmys and the Joes. Any football coach is going to tell you that. The Jimmys and the Joes just aren't good enough. You want to blame somebody, blame Ballard. Clint, no stars finally catching us in a bad season of games. Yes, Van, if they stack the box, then we need to receivers and tight end open to make them pay for it. Can Wentz get them the ball? Here's the thing. I think Wentz throws guys late. He throws to guys when they're open. He doesn't throw guys open. That's the thing. And you got to be able to throw guys open. Phillip Rivers did a great job of that, where you'd watch and you'd say, well, that guy didn't even open. He throws the ball, and all of a sudden the guy is open. Brandon says, all I can say is, if we lose to Jacoby Brissett, yikes. Yeah. More bad. Zaire Franklin, roughing the kicker. You can't have that. That you cannot do. Even though it didn't cost the Colts in the end, because Rocky Sin recovered that fumble. You cannot give a team second life in a punt situation. You can't fumble a punt return, and you can't rough the kicker. Ever, ever, ever. Special teams captain Zaire Franklin roughed the kicker. Can't have that, like I said, ever. The ugly Quentin Nelson's ankle injury. I thought it was a broken fibula. Doesn't look like a broken fibula. He was standing on it late in the game. You don't stand on a broken fibula after the game. The pain does not diminish. I've had a broken fibula. I know from where I speak. Derrick Henry's trucking Darius Leonard, right? Joe Mape said throwing late is a knockout on Wentz. Not just throwing late, but not being able to assess. Like, he was unable to go deep. He was unable to check his tiers, right? Deep, intermediate, check down. He was unable to do that. Wentz doesn't throw it to guys at the moment where he should throw it to guys. He doesn't anticipate a receiver coming open. He waits until that receiver is open. And so those are, there's nuance there, but there's a difference between those two things. Darius Leonard trying to punch a ball loose and then got hit by a train. You know, it was kind of funny, unless you really like Darius Leonard, which I do. 0-3 for the first time since 2011. We know what happened the last time they went 0-3. They wound up with Andrew Luck and the first-round pick. Clint, amazing what one guy like T.Y., who's not the greatest, open up the field. If T.Y. was 25, I would be optimistic about T.Y. coming back and playing really good football. Alex Campbell, Wentz's lack of progressing will be the death of our offense, just as it was the death of Philadelphia's offense. I think that you could be right. I mean, I've been kind of a cynic about the cynicism of Philadelphia fans, right? That I just thought that they were, you know, malcontents who whined all the time. It seems like maybe they knew what they were talking about a little bit about Carson Wentz. You know, can the entire city of Philadelphia be wrong? It's a good question. Carson Wentz is going to have to prove them wrong and keep us from believing the Philadelphia fans are accurate in their assessment of Carson Wentz. Let's move on from the Colts, who were utterly disappointing yesterday. And you're right. You got to hope for better against Miami, because losing to Jacoby Brissett, did Jacoby Brissett yesterday averaged less than 5 yards per attempt. He's worse than he was in yards per attempt than he was for the Colts. The Hoosiers, they get a 33-31 win against Western Kentucky at Western Kentucky. And Tom Allen, after the game, celebrates like they won the damn Rose Bowl. I don't understand. Like, everything I know about leadership, and I've read a million books about leadership. Where is it? I don't get it, you know? Like, he is so bottled up in the moment. He is so enthusiastic about what has just happened that he can't possibly be thinking about what's going to happen. Brandon says, it's just strange how many games we lose when T.Y. Hilton is not on the field. Yeah, but that's not 25-year-old T.Y. Hilton anymore. The defense for the Hoosiers, absolutely riddled by a guy named Bailey Zappe, the quarterback. He was 31 of 44 for 365, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Big Ten quarterbacks, what the hell are they going to do against Indiana? Clint says, thought Penix was going to go off, but injuries can limit a guy. He looks, not so good for Michael Penix. Although Penix and Carr were good enough Saturday night, they still needed an offsides penalty on a missed Charles Campbell field goal to set up a make, right? He had, I think it was a 51-yarder, wound up being short. Then from 46, he made it because of the offsides penalty. Minus those 3 points, Indiana loses 31-30. Now, the game would have taken a different trajectory, but you can't lose. You can't lose to Western Kentucky or be that close to losing to Western Kentucky, or you got to start thinking, hey, these Big Ten games are really going to be tough for the Hoosiers. Pacers media day today. So the Pacers are 23 days from the regular season opener. They play their preseason opener a week from tomorrow against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. What are we going to see from this team? Malcolm Brogdon, right? Chris Duarte. I'm looking forward to Chris Duarte. No TJ Warren for the foreseeable future. He's still got the foot thing going. Domas and Miles, they're going to start together and play together some. Rick Carlisle, as the coach, is going to get the most out of this team in year one. That's one thing that we know about Rick Carlisle. He is going to squeeze as much good basketball out of this roster as he can. Then year two and three and down the road, it can get a little bit shaky with Carlisle. But year one, you expect really, really good results. And I think we're going to get them. Clint says, we're going to need see a leader like Rick show what it is to have a winning record. I think I totally agree. Van, totally agree. Excited to see Duarte in the summer league. He was awesome. Talking to him when he was drafted, awesome guy. Isaiah Jackson, another really, really good guy. I love both these draft picks. High potential with Jackson. And then Duarte, I think, is ready to contribute right now. I think Kevin Pritchard had a really good draft night, and we're going to see that. But we're going to see. I think the Pacers are worth being excited about, to tell you the truth. I think they're going to win 50 games this season. Jeffrey says, I don't see IU winning another game this year. They're going to win. They're going to beat Rutgers. They're going to beat Maryland. Come on. They're going to finish at worst 4-8. I think that they – no, Duarte's 24 years old. Come on, fan. He's not 30. It's going to be okay. He's not Justin Holiday, for God's sake. He's not an old man. Hoosiers, yeah, I got them winning those two games. And then they got another two that they could possibly win against Minnesota and Purdue. You got to win those four if you're going to get to a bowl, because I don't think you're going to be Penn State, Michigan State, Michigan, or Ohio State. I just don't see it. And that gives a maximum of 6 wins this year. You got to beat the teams you should beat because you're going to lose to the teams you should lose to. I don't see any way that the Indiana team that almost lost at Western Kentucky beats any of those big four in the Big Ten East. The Cubs, they helped out the Cardinals over the weekend. Cardinals have now won 16 straight. The Brewers, though, have clinched the National League Central. The Cubs led 2-1 entering the eighth yesterday. Jed Hoyer this weekend pissed me off. Really made me mad. He said, yeah, we're going to be more active in free agency because we got to fill out the roster, basically. You got to win. Who are you? What are you, the Miami Marlins, for God's sake? Ryder Cup. Ryder Cup team won 19-9, the most points they have scored since 1979. Good for them. Let's celebrate some birthdays. The great Timmy Howard celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to Timmy. Phil O'Keefe, the good-looking O'Keefe brother, celebrating a birthday. Tanner Watkins, Joe Polizzi, happy birthday. Fred McDowell, John Shearcliffe, happy birthday. Victor Peroni, happy birthday. The great Nate Taylor, formerly of the Indianapolis Star. And Allegra East, celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Today, Inside Indiana Sports Now. What the hell's wrong with the Indianapolis Colts? How do we fix it? We'll talk to you about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.